Greetings. Welcome to In Conversation with Trevor, brought to you by the Nyarazo Group. I go beyond the headlines and beyond the sensational. Today, I'm in conversation with Benjani Maruwari, retired professional football player and currently the head coach of Ngezi Platinum Stars. Enjoy this fascinating conversation. Benjani Maruwari, welcome to In Conversation with Trevor.
Thank you for having me, Trevor.
I don't take this for granted. You know, I was talking to you over the phone and you're busy coaching. You've got a very busy life. Let's start with your name. Benjani Mbe Maruwari. Benjani Maruwari. What's happening here? Which one is your real name?
My real name is Benjani in Nyasaland or in Malawian language. It's called Benjani. Tingani in Ndebele. Or Tswakai in Shona. You know, but I think when my father was going to acquire the birth certificate for me, they misunderstood him because, you know, with the language, he was from Malawi. So when he said, when he's calling me, he was like saying Benjani. Even if I, when people were calling me Benjani, but he kept on calling me Benjani. Sometimes I feel like he said Benjani, you know. So I don't blame the person that did that or the birth certificate office.
And you've now become Benjani instead of Benjani.
No, it was a bit of a problem when I signed for Lulu because they saw my birth certificate and then they thought it was Benjamin. Mm. So from Lulu going all the way to South Africa, it was Benjamin. And then when I went to France, my coach in France was having difficulty to say my surname because normally they put your surname on the back of your shirt.
Yes.
And then he was struggling to say Maruwari. It's not even Maruwari will get you. That is Mwaluwali. So he decided to put Benjani. He's the one actually saw that it wasn't Benjamin. It was Benjani. And then people were wondering, from Zimbabwe it was Benjamin and now he's called Benjani, you know?
Wow. That and what about Maruwari? Maruwari?
Yeah, Maruwari is Mwaluwali.
Maluwali.
Yeah, but when the people from Malawi, when they are calling it, it sounds
because
like...
Yes,
they don't. It sounds like it's Maruwari, but it's Maluwali.
Yeah.
So that W-A in between there is G-H-A.
Mm.
It's Mwa in Malawian is G-H-A. So my surname is M-W-A-L-U. G-H-A-L-I.
So that's your real
surname. That's my real surname.
Is that the one in your birth certificate?
No,
no.
It's Maruwari. It's wrong spelling.
Wow. How does that sit with you, that name that has been mangled like that?
No, what is written on your birth certificate is what is your real name. And up until I go and change it. So, you know, when you are out there with the people and people, they know me as Benjani Maruwari. So if I change it, it will be difficult, you know.
So Benjani, you're not alone in this because I'm also like that. So my birth certificate name is T-R-A-V-E-R. But everybody else knows me as T-R-E-V-O-R. Because when my mother, I think, went to get my birth certificate, somebody misspelled my name. But I've been trying to change it to, how it's spelled. So you're not the only one. I think there's a lot of people
there's
out
a lot,
there.
Yeah.
Benjani, you are now retired. And you are now coaching. Like I said, when I started, you are head coach for Ngezi Platinum Stars. Yeah. Do you miss playing?
No, not at all.
I thought there was lots of fun in playing rather than coaching. Why don't you miss playing?
I don't miss it because there's a lot of things you need. You need to concentrate, discipline, you need to sleep a lot. You know, there's a lot of things that is happening. You know, as a coach now, I'm doing more because I love it. That's my job as well. But as soon as I retired, I never wished to go back and play, you know.
Mm. Because of the discipline, the regime of playing?
Yeah. It's fun, though, but... you know, every year you'll take 10 to 11 months without you going for holiday, without you visiting family, without you doing anything. You know, of course, we have some free days like Sundays, but it's not enough. You know that I need to behave, I need to be rest a lot, you know.
You need to train,
you know, you need to be focused. A lot of things happen when you're a footballer, you know. People, they will say, I know you just go and train 1 hour, 2 hours, but you need to consider
the pressure,
the pressure is too much. You know, at the same time, you need to perform. So you can't perform if you are not resting enough, if you are not eating
well,
if you're misbehaving. It's a lot.
It's a tough life.
Yeah, it's a tough life.
But when we see you, I mean, like when you came into the studio here, people are excited to see you. They're taking pictures. There's a beautiful side to being a football star.
Of course. Sometimes even if you don't like it, you need to pretend. You need to do it for the people, you know. At the end, even if you don't like it, you end up liking it. It's now your routine. It's now your life, you know. So
That's interesting, Benjani. You end up doing it for the people.
Yeah.
I get the sense there that there's a bit initially that's not enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you're acting. You know, you're doing this because the people want
at the beginning.
Yeah.
It will start like you are acting, but there is no getaway. And then ugcina vele usungumuntu wabantu. You know, but sometimes it's how you ukwenza kwakho ebantwini. You know, when you meet somebody and say, can I have a picture? And then some people, they will show you a face whereby they don't even want to take a picture, you know. Some, they will be like nice, and then even if you don't want it, they'll say, oh, Benjani is a nice guy, or Trevor is a nice guy, you know. When I was taking pictures with him, he was laughing, even if you are not there, you know. I can tell you from experience, when I was like playing in Europe, you know, you come out, you have like 1,000 people waiting for pictures and autograph, you know. I'll be like, I'm tired, but I have to do it. You know, you have to put that brave smile. You have to smile, you know, for 1,000 people. So at the end, you will like it, even if you don't like it. So
tell me, so there is that bit of it. What is it that you didn't particularly like about being a star, being celebrated? I know there's a whole thing, you know, you build a house and that kind of. What did you not like about being a star?
It's to pretend and do things that you don't want. You know, sometimes you can walk on the street, or you want to buy something that you think people, they'll say, is it buying that? You know, it's not you. I have to send someone, go and get me that, you know, those kind of things. Not being you, that's what I didn't like. You know, you want to be yourself. You know, sometimes there are restricted places where you just want to go and see what's going on there. You are not allowed to get there, and the people, they will think that, you was there for that reason, even if you just want to go and get the experience, you know. So that's the part I didn't like.
Wow, that's a tough life.
Yeah.
But now you are a free man. You are now the head coach of Ngezi Platinum Football Stars.
Mm-hmm.
How is it? How is the hot seat? How long have you been in the seat?
I think almost 2 months.
Almost 2 months.
I'm enjoying it, though. It's a challenge. You know, sometimes, ngathi into ebuhlungu or into ekunika challenge, ungaphumelela kiyo, you'll be smiling at the end, you know. I'm liking the challenge, and a lot of people, they said, I'll fail. That is giving me the drive, you know, and working hard. You know, when people, they say, you will fail, and it motivates me, and I want to be there. Of course, I'm doing that. There is only two results for me to succeed or to fail. If we have that thing that you want to do it, and you are enjoying it, of course, I will fail.
Yeah.
But I want to succeed.
You want to succeed.
You know, it's the people around me. Am I having the right team? People want to learn. People want to work hard. People want to be there and be like the stars of Zimbabwe. Mm.
So there are people who are saying you'll fail. Are there people who are saying you'll succeed? Are there people who are saying, oh, no, this is just for you. This is your job.
Of course, you know, they know me as a player. Sometimes I can't say I was successful. They are the one that the judges, they are the judges anyway. So I did well and Ngahambe Europe, you know. So what took me there?
Yeah.
People they don't know. It's through hard work, discipline. Sometimes we are caught offside. I'm a human being anyway. So if you stick to discipline, work hard, and you will achieve.
You've got a four-year contract?
Yeah.
What do you think you need to be able to succeed, to put to shame these people that say you'll fail? What do you need?
It's not about putting shame to them. Sometimes if you live for people, you will get it wrong. I want to bring back what I've learned in Europe and inspire the young kids and try and take some of the kids to Europe. So whoever is saying I will succeed or I won't, I'm not bothered because I chose to be the coach. I have to work hard to be the best coach. That's my wish, and I will help. I have to work for it, even if I have the advantages. You know, sometimes coming in as Benjano, you have an advantage and the disadvantage of the haters, of which in this industry you have to have them. And if you don't have them, you'll be thinking that you're doing well. You know, if you don't have them, you won't be bothered. You need to have those people to push you. I love them. I want them more to hate me so that they'll be
so
pushed.
They push you to succeed.
Of course.
They don't discourage you?
No, not at all. Really? You know, sometimes if someone says that, it's his opinion. Everyone is a free country in Zimbabwe. You know, someone, if you say you are not good enough, go back and see and work so hard to be good enough if you want to succeed. You know,
tell me, what for you, what are the goals as head coach of Ngezi Platinum Stars? What is it that you want to achieve? Is it winning the league? Is it you know, the African title, as it were? What are your targets?
My target is to win the league.
Okay.
You know, I hope and I wish if they can give me the time that I need. You know, I came in there when they played like 9-10 games. They were on a good position, so I need to keep that. I need to buy Chengese was my philosophy, and it takes time for the team to understand what I want. And I'm so glad these boys, they are responding so well, even though we still have to strengthen in some areas. But in this business, there is no time. That's the unfortunate part.
I know that part. Every game counts.
Yes, every game counts. I need to win games. I need you to be up there, you know, to keep the team, try and win the league.
Fantastic. You know, you've already worked hard. All these awards that you've gotten, the first Zimbabwean player to score an UEFA goal. But much more importantly, in terms of where you are right now, you've got a UEFA coaching certificate, you know, an A class. That's an achievement in itself. I mean, to start off with, you've prepared, you've worked hard to be where you are.
I know, but what matters most is the experience that I got from here, Zimbabwe, up to Europe, you know. The certificate is just to guide and to have the job. But if you can look back and see the former players, even if they don't have... There, we have some good coaches who don't have the badges, you know. I did it just to come here and show that we need to learn a little bit, you know, especially if you are learning from Europe. I've learned a lot. I thought coaching was just based on playing and coming back and be given a team. But while Leicester was there, you know, It was shocking, a lot of things that I didn't even know.
Wow. Do you know that most of us football supporters think that we're coaches? When we're sitting at the terraces there and watching you play, but Benjana should have done that, man. He should have done that.
Of course, it's easy because the same person will say tomorrow, today he did right.
Yes.
And if you take him and say, come here and sit here, because your decision, someone else will question it, you know. So it's, when watching and commenting,
it's easy.
Comment, I can say whatever I want because I don't have the pressure. Come and sit on that seat and see how difficult it is.
Absolutely. So let's start where you started, Benjani.
Mm-hmm.
When did you realize that football is my life? Football is what I'm going to do. I know you started with Lulu Rovers, but so before I go there, I must tell you this, that when I grew up in Magwegwe, me and my brother basically almost owned a township team, you know.
Yeah.
And the way we owned that township team is that we had a plastic football that we took to go and play.
Mm-hmm.
So if any team beat us up, we would take the ball and say we're going away.
Yeah.
So that was my experience, and I thought I'd be a star. Where did you start?
How I started start? Exactly where you started,
right,
you know.
Right.
That was interesting. When we were kids, Skama siya dlali poralom pepa. Sa silvisa siti poralom pepa. Ma siya dlali poralom pepa. It was nice, you know. We didn't have any pressure. We could, especially in our days off school, holidays.
Mm.
We were playing like from 9 till 6. We didn't even go back home to eat, you know. Mawufika endlini uthi awugezanga, awudlanga. Sokuqala ukutshayela ukugeza, utshayela ukuthi awudlanga, you know. But tomorrow, first thing, again, you go back there,
again.
You know. I think that was that's how.
Mm. Did anybody make you think, you know, I can do this thing? How did you end up joining Lulu Rovers? Because Lulu Rovers was only for first team.
I wish we had 2 hours. You
okay.
know, if you start back. First, I played for the young blood.
Yeah.
From Makwekwe, in between Makwekwe and Lopengula. I think I was like
yes.
a rap.
Yes,
like,
yes.
So,
Emalining.
And Nizala go rap, young blood. There was a guy from Highlanders, Ali Papa. He was coaching Highlanders Juniors, and he saw me playing for Young Blood, and he scouted from Young Blood to Highlanders Juniors, and then from there I played like 3-4 years, and then I moved to Lulu Rovers. But before then, in school, and my teacher as well is the one that took me to Lulu Rovers. You know, when I was doing my Form 4, my teacher was from Chekutu. He said, in Chekutu, there is a very good club, but it's in Division 1. I would love you to play for them, you know. So when you close school, I'll take you there for trials.
Wow.
And then he did exactly that. It was me and the other.
Do you remember the name of the teacher?
Yeah.
Mbani.
Chimwariro. It was Brian Chimwariro.
Mm.
Unfortunately, he passed away.
Wow. So he had a very important role in your life.
In my life, yeah.
Mm.
I can say that. You know, when I was looking for him some time, but I found out that he passed on.
Oh,
so,
shame.
As Nyaradzo, we strive to continuously bring convenience to our clients. Nyaradzo Group is proud to introduce Sawi, a new virtual chatbot assistant on WhatsApp. With Sawi, you are now able to interact with us from the comfort of your home and can be assisted anytime via WhatsApp. With life assurance products, diaspora products, applying and assessing your policy, payment platforms, claims information, and any other queries concerning payments, policy information, or products and services. Simply WhatsApp Sawi on +26371299982 or register and start interacting and receiving notifications from Sawi on WhatsApp. Now, join in and experience a new level of convenience 24 hours a day with Sawi.
But your biggest break was joining Cosmos, isn't it? Jomo Cosmos in 1999.
Yeah. Not really. I think it was for me to be called in the national team. That was the biggest break for me.
When was that?
98.
Okay.
I was just moved from University of Zimbabwe.
Yes.
I was on trials with Air Zimbabwe from UZ. And then I was so lucky that the national team coach Westerhof was just being appointed at that week. And whilst I was trialing with Air Zimbabwe, he came and watched that game before I signed for Air Zimbabwe. So I was being called in the national team without me knowing that what is the national team, why do we have to be called in the national team. That was the biggest break. You
wow.
know, he came.
So yeah, Westerhof is one that...
Yeah. Atibuya, and then after the game, he came straight into the dressing room and who was wearing number 9? I said, what's your name? Benjan Morwar. He wrote the name and then he asked some other boys and said, clap hands for them. Yeah.
You're in the squad.
Yeah, in the squad. I'm asking, what is he talking about? He has booze. I'm going to go to
him.
And then the next day, the squad was announced. And then as Zimbabwe, they tried to sign me. And they use it now. They knew that Penji is already called in the national team. They said, we are no longer selling him as something, so Penji,
mm-hmm.
if you want him, you can have him for loan. Then I have to be loaned to Zimbabwe. And then on that very week, that's why I'm saying that sometimes you need to have lucky in whatever you're doing. It's lucky, discipline, working
that
so hard.
That same week, you played in a friendly with South Africa.
South Africa, that's where Jomo saw me.
You.
That's why I'm saying that Westerhof is the one that made that break, not even Jomo Cosmos. And then I played within a week. I moved from actually two teams with the national team, from UZ to
Zimbabwe. National squad,
Jomo Cosmos at the same time. It's same weeks. It happened, you know, even if people, they don't know what happened there, because Jomo bought me, and then he let me play for 6 months in Zimbabwe, you know, so...
But that's all down, Benjani, to you,
mm-hmm.
because you were playing without mm-hmm. knowing that somebody's watching you. You were
yep.
just doing what you're good at.
Yeah.
And this guy spotted you.
Yeah, that's why I even thank Westerhof, you know, for choosing me. If not, maybe I'll be still here somewhere.
Well, but it's what you did. But I gather that Jomo played a big role too. Him, mm-hmm. He mentored you? Is that the sense that you...
When I get there, is the guy that was moving players to Europe, you know. Wangela, that even if you perform so well, if you're doing so well, and he was moving you to Europe. So he even told me that, 6 months we are home, and he did exactly that, but I stayed for a year or so.
Mm. And you stayed for a year, and then in 2001, you were voted PSL Player of the Season and PSL Player's Player. So I think the point that I'm emphasizing here, Benjan, is that people call you the Undertaker.
Yeah.
your work rate is what a lot of people have spoken about.
Yeah.
So you are a disciplined, hardworking person, and that's what people have been noticing with Jomo Sonom, Westerhof, and all these people. This is what they were picking up on you, isn't it?
Yeah, the nickname came,
The Undertaker.
The Undertaker, I will tell you where it came from. I was still playing for HS. I think I played like 10 games here in Zimbabwe. All those 10 games, I think I scored in 9, and then there is one that I didn't score. But, you know, the journalism here in Zimbabwe, they sort of that they write the same things, you know. At that time, it was like, Benjani, he buries again, Wanky. Last week, it was he buried... It was headline now, because I was scoring every week. He buried this, he buried that, he buried Wanky, Lancashire, whatever. And then, they say, this guy is burying teams. That's where the name Undertaker came from.
Yeah. So the Undertaker gets these awards in 2001. Mm. Tell me what those awards meant to you. Were you excited? What did those awards mean to you?
It's difficult to say it at that time.
Mm.
I didn't even, I came for national team and... Jomo said to me, you have a chance to win it. I wasn't even bothered. I wasn't even worried about winning it, you know. He even said, can you skip your national team game? I said, no, Prachi, I need to go and play there. If I have to win, they will bring it. They said, okay, I'll go there and have it for me. So I was in DRC.
Mm, playing for the nation.
Playing for the nation. We're playing against DRC. And I had a phone call. He did call me after the game.
And said,
you won it. But at that time, it was... but now when I look back and say,
I got it.
Mm. Mm.
Then you moved to Switzerland with the Grasshopper Club. Talk to me about how that happened and how you ended up playing for the Swiss club.
It was through Jomo Sono. Mm. Angane ma connections akawanda in Europe, in Switzerland, Belgium, France, England. He even took me to Bournemouth before. People they don't know, I've been to a lot of countries for trials, and I didn't make it. That's why I always say, you will try and work so hard until you get what you want. You know, I've been to China, I've been to Turkey, I've been to England, Bournemouth, I've been to Belgium, I've been to Norway, Denmark, all those countries.
Before you went to Switzerland?
Before I succeeded at Switzerland. People, they only see the good things, you know. But, you know, when you can do nine good things and do one bad, they'll only remember the bad one. On that one, I'm clear they didn't know that I did like 6-7, failing.
Talk to me. I love the lessons we learn from failure. Mm. What lessons did you learn from those 8 trials, Turkey, China? Oh. I mean, because sometimes failure gets at you. Failure breaks you down. Failure discourages you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I had an opportunity to go for trials to Newcastle. And... I was coming from Turkey and we were playing against Seychelles. I even missed the opportunity to play against Seychelles here because on my way going, I left my football boots and I farira. Then I said, I have to go through Pulawayo, then I come back, I fly to England. Yeah? On my way going to Pulawayo, I was like, ha! I'm tired with this thing of going for trials, Then I have to miss Newcastle and the national team because they released me and said, okay, if you are going for Newcastle, you rather go for trials, Newcastle, right. Then on my way going to Pulawayo, then I called him and said, I'm no longer coming. It was on a Thursday. Then now I've missed, I watched the national team from Pulawayo. We won 4-0 on that game. I think that's the game where Ngozo... he was injured his knee. Yeah.
Mm. Wow. Lots of trials. And then you leave Switzerland, you go to France.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about that change.
It wasn't a change, really, because I had a 2-year deal with Switzerland and the new coach came. I wasn't in his plans.
I see.
So, when you play in Europe, maybe 1 year, you'll be thinking you have made it. So my mind was no longer there in Europe. I wanted to come back home and say, when we are a kid, you think that if you have some few quids and you think that you're rich and you don't want to...
You were enough. You wanted to come back home.
Without knowing, And then when the chance came that the coach didn't want me anymore, so I made my mind. I said, I'm going back home. So, but one manager was my manager at that time at Switzerland. He's the one that convinced me that Oxe is coming here, just go for trials and maybe they might take you. And I'm thinking that trial thing again. Oh. In my mind, I've already made my mind that I'm going back home. So I went for, Oxe came, I went for trials. We were like four strikers on trials. We did so well, all of us, the four of us. There was right change on so Tichiko, my friendly games, they had a lot, about seven friendlies they were prepared for us. Almost in 3 weeks, yeah. We did like 3 weeks trial, the four of us. We were scoring. Mm. I don't want to lie to you, Trevor.
And then you made it.
No. Sure. It was difficult because the coach said he was confused, sort of, who to take. He said all of them, they are scoring, they did so well, and he was having a lot of strikers as well in his team. So he said, okay, I'll give you a call. Then I was so happy that I'm going back home. I wanted to go.
What was back home? Why were you so happy to be coming back home?
No, you know, when you play in Europe as a young boy.
How old were you then?
I was 20, 21. Wow. 20, 21, 22. You know, you miss your friends, you miss family, you miss the food, and, you know. I think that's very, very key. If you are going to Europe to play, they must bring your family. Skatsong, your food, what you like, and try to make you feel. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. Because at that time, I wanted to come back home.
Wow.
And my story to Oxe, it was something else. So, I was happy with my manager in my hotel room. I told him that, look, I don't have any team. I want to go back. He said, no. Let's go to Italy. This team will sign you. I forgot the name. It was a second division in Italy. We went. He hired a car. We drove. You know, in Switzerland, there is a... You can go to Italy, Spain, France, and
Germany.
We drove. Yeah, Germany. We drove like 6 hours.
This is the stuff that people don't know.
Yeah, we drove about 6 hours. We went there, played the next day. The same story again. We'll call you. And then we went back. But now I've made my mind that, you know, if these two calls, they don't come now, in 3 days, I need to run away from this man. I need to pack my bags back to Zimbabwe.
But this man is your manager.
Yeah, this man is my manager. When you are young, sometimes you just be thinking.
But this means to me, says to me, young players who go overseas, before they go, maybe they need to have those managers. They need to have.
They need, help. Yes. At Ofanroba Batsira, especially people who've been there, we need to help them a lot, you know. Sometimes unogona kuenda kusingazivi, let's say we end up
you're young, you've never traveled.
Language is a problem, food is a problem.
Socializing,
and you are always a training, come back, they want you to perform, you are lonely. You know, a lot of things they need to be taught. But if you are prepared and go there knowing that this is going to happen, you know, I was in a dark here. I went there without anything. Jomo said, go there, you play football. You earn a lot of money there.
Earn a lot of money.
Of course. When as compared to South Africa, I think I was on 10 grand, 10,000 rands a month. And then when you get there, maybe you are earning $9,000, $8,000. That's all times 10, obviously, is better than
being out there.
You know?
So you then, let's move quickly to your big, perhaps one of your most important breaks was moving to Portsmouth in 2006. Is it true that Arsene Wenger played a role in convincing Harry Redknapp to get you?
No, Arsene Wenger was buying players from France.
Aha.
So at that time, I was doing well in France, so he called my manager, and if Cipro Sisse was, because they sold Cipro Sisse because I was playing an understudy sort of Kuna Cipro Sisse, and then he left, went to Liverpool. So at that time, I was playing well. So I was meant to go to Arsenal at that time. So
you're supposed to go to Arsenal?
Yes, at that time. And my manager, he said, I can't sell two good strikers at the same time. So I have to stay for a year. And then on that year, I had an injury.
Mm-hmm.
Then I stayed another year. And then I started to perform again. Then that's where Redknapp came, and then he was asking Wenger, say, how is he? And then Wenger said, then he told him that
so you,
I was
you
watching.
Played for my team because I'm an Arsenal supporter, you know.
Maybe.
So and you had your first you scored for Portsmouth quite a number of times.
Yeah.
You ended up being one of the highest scorers, eh?
Yeah.
How was that? How was that time that you spent with Portsmouth?
Yeah, it started. We were fighting for relegation, and I wasn't playing well. I wasn't scoring. You know, sometimes this happens in football. And stayed like 13, 14 games without scoring.
Without scoring.
And
What does that do to you as a striker? Mm-hmm. 14 games without scoring.
It all depends here. If you are strong enough, you will handle the pressure, because now you need to handle the pressure of the fans, the pressure of the media, at home, your friends, you know.
Your core players.
When you look at your players, they will be like telling you, come on, you have to score, man, you know. But some, they will be like encouraging you, you know. If you read wrong, it takes a strong person to deal with it, you know. Even now, I'll relate to my strikers.
Yeah.
To my strikers. Now, I am there. Even if they are not scoring, I know that whilst they are with me, I need to make them feel comfortable, you know, and keep on telling them that they will score and make them believe. I know they will score. The best example is me, you know. Even if I wasn't, like, scoring a lot, but when I started to score, then the goals came, you know, then everything.
Your confidence comes back.
Yeah.
And then you moved to Manchester City.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the meaning of that move. Is it true that you missed a flight?
No, not at all. You know, sometimes that deal came, like, late. So I was meant to fly from Southampton to Manchester, and there were no flights at that time. So I have to drive from Southampton to London, and then...
But you eventually made the deal anyway.
I eventually made the deal, but the flight was delayed, though.
Okay.
So if you hear Redknapp saying, Benji didn't want to go to Manchester, and then he created a story so that they believe that maybe I convinced him, maybe he doesn't want, maybe he's sleeping, I don't know what is he doing, but we were talking behind the scenes that time, you know.
Fascinating. Tell me about, I mean, there's a lot of buzz about playing the Manchester Derby. Your first game was a Manchester Derby, Manchester United versus Manchester City. How was that pressure?
I didn't have any pressure at all. You know, sometimes
wow.
I went there, I didn't know how big that derby was. You know, and now with the social media, with the hypes in the WhatsApp groups, you know, you get to understand it, you know. But before, it was difficult. I only knew the Portsmouth Southampton derby is almost similar. But when I went there, I didn't think that it was that big. So I saw that it was big when they were sending the bodyguards to my house. I was traveling, I was working with the bodyguards for like 2 weeks, you know. I'm like, really? Just to score and win the derby now? I'm like, yeah.
I'm a big thing, yeah. So you went and you scored?
Yeah.
How was that?
After Ndakwes.
Yeah.
That's where I saw that goal was important. You know, sometimes as a striker, you want to score every game. I was scoring anyway at Portsmouth. I was like leading the Premier League.
You were, yes.
With 12 goals. So when I get there, so I was there on a good run. So when I scored, I realized that actually this goal is like, I think Manchester, they've never won until that time when I scored, and we won for like 36 years, you know. So when they were interviewing, Wakoe Sanas, but you realize with him for the past 36 years, I'm such my winner.
Wow.
Like,
you were not.
I didn't even answer that. I said, I didn't know that.
What I forgot is that you had two hat tricks with Portsmouth.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing.
Yeah, especially in the Premier League with.
I like the way you go, yeah, as if it's not a big deal. Scoring three times twice, I mean, that's huge.
But yeah, strikers, they are paid to score, you know.
Right.
So,
you then did something which is big, which made a lot of us proud, by becoming the first Zimbabwean to score in a Champions League tournament. Talk to me about, did you realize how important that was, how big that was?
Oh, you know, I'll be like, those are or what, you know. But on that one, I remember my manager telling me that, you know, Oxe, they'll be playing in Champions League. I didn't care. At that time, I didn't watch even what was Champions
because
League.
Joining Manchester City meant that you'd be playing in Champions League.
I even played Champions League before I even joined Man City. When I was at Oxe, remember when I was trying to tell you how I got to be signed by Oxe? So that's the time when I even almost killed your team, Arsenal, you know. I think we beat them 2-1. That was Champions League. We were in the same group.
I see. So, did you score that game?
No, I scored against Dortmund and against. I scored both games, home and away. But I scored in the UEFA before we played
Manchester City.
When we played Oxe, because we played the qualifying games to be placed in those group stages, you know. I think it was at Porto, my first one, then those. Three, I scored two women away, Dortmund, yeah.
Fantastic. We're so proud of you, Benjani, which is why we thought we should sit down here and talk to you. Talk to me about where were you born? I mean, what was Long up?
I think you know Pelandaba, number six, Lapane, yeah. Ngakhulela Magwegwe from Funda.
Old Magwegwe, Dark City?
Ngakhulela both. Because in MPG, ukhulu wami wayehlala eDark City, mina ngihlala ngapha eOld Magwegwe, okuphelela khona kuduze le ofisi endala lapha.
And then wahamba kwisiphi isikolo? Which school?
Ngafunda Emhali. But ugrade wami ngamenze eNkulumane.
Okay.
Amavela.
Right.
That was my grade one because my father moved. Kwakulezi ndlu eziphuma udala like iNkulumane. And
City Council houses
and indlu kamdala yaphuma eNkulumane, and then my father left Magwegwe. So you have to sell that house when I was doing my grade one at Amavene eNkulumane. Then we have to go back to Magwegwe, and then when we meet his school, almost like June, July, and then I didn't find a place in Magwegwe Primary. Then I have to go to Mkhali all the way.
Which is a bit of a walk, yeah. Oof.
But I loved it when I had like different roads to go to school, you know, then because I grew up naughty, so.
Yeah. From Mkhali?
From Mkhali, I went to Magwegwe Secondary.
Magwegwe
Secondary, did up to Form 4.
We have lots in common because I'm also a Magwegwe boy, you know.
Yeah?
Magwegwe, old Magwegwe, Dark City, Dark City, Magwegwe North. Those were my areas, yeah.
Okay. I did Form 1 to Form 4 in Magwegwe Secondary, and then that's where I left Bulawayo because I wasn't good at school, you know. So my father wanted the results.
Mm.
And I remember I was talking about my teacher that he took me
four
tries.
Yes,
and that's the only thing that saved me, not even go to fetch my results. So so my father didn't want me to play football at first. And so he was like, you need to read, you need to study, you need to do this and that in school. You know? So I knew at school
It wasn't going to happen.
Then I left, stole some radio there at home, then gone. Check it.
Why did you steal the radio?
No, a man was difficult to find at that time. So I wanted to run away from this problem.
You
that
sold
I was
the radio?
Yeah, I sold
to
the
raise,
radio, to
fare.
Raise the bus fare to go to check it. Yeah.
We've come a long way, haven't we?
Yeah.
When you look back, are there things that you regret? Are there things that you'd say, I wish I could press rewind and start again? Or you look at everything as having been necessary to get to where you are right now?
Yeah, especially when I'm talking about school, you know, when they were telling me to study and do this and that, you know, at school and... I wish I could have listened, but you know, learning, you never stop learning. I can still go back and learn, and that's the regrets I have, you know.
And having been a player, as spectators, we sometimes say, hey, if Mpenjana is playing, but Peter Ndlovu is not there, you know, the team is not okay. Who was your best partner as far as playing is concerned, starting from Lulu Rovers to Switzerland and everything? Who is the person that when you're playing with, your creative juices were pumping?
I've got a lot. I have one guy from Lulu Rovers. It was Christopher Makakula, Felix Banda. From Lulu Rovers.
Yeah.
Jets, it was Yupet Mjanja.
Mm-hmm.
University, we had a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And Anna Godfrey, the twins.
Godfrey who?
The twins.
Okay.
Nkululeko Malawa.
Okay.
You know Nkululeko Malawa. Yeah, I once played with him at UZ. We had a lot of good strikers. Mm. Even at one point, I was partnering, God knows, Chamwalila, you know,
mm-hmm.
the former Blackpool striker. I had a post mouth, I had King Kano,
mm-hmm.
At under 23, I had Walter Chuma,
mm-hmm.
Tostao,
mm-hmm.
Man City, I didn't play much because I was troubled with the injuries. Then Oxe, I had Olivia Capo, Fatika, yeah.
And who was your best coach so far? Who's been your best coach?
Obviously, I had Mancini. I had three. Mm-hmm. Mancini, Jomo, Giroud.
Mm-hmm. Giroud is which?
And Redknapp. Oh,
Redknapp.
A lot of good coaches, you know, sometimes...
Yes, it's when you ask like this sometimes.
Because I remember I've been in the whole of my career, I have like more than 24 coaches that coached me, you know.
Mm.
So
any goal that is memorable to you, the one that you say that one is my favorite goal ever, I would sit and watch the video over.
Unfortunately, it's not there on the YouTube. You know, we're playing a friendly game against Barcelona. Wow, that one all the time when I'm thinking...
The way you scored it.
The way I scored, but I'll say that one and the one that I scored against Kaizer Chiefs in South Africa because they were similar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was central circle.
Mm-hmm. Strong. You hit it?
Yeah, I hit it.
Strong. Straight in?
Yeah, straight. Even the Brian Malowi.
Didn't see it?
He didn't see it, yeah.
As Nyaradzo, we strive to continuously bring convenience to our clients. Nyaradzo Group is proud to introduce Sawi, a new virtual chatbot assistant on WhatsApp. With Sawi, you are now able to interact with us from the comfort of your home and can be assisted anytime via WhatsApp. With life assurance products, diaspora products, applying and assessing your policy, payment platforms, claims information, and any other queries concerning payments, policy information, or products and services. Simply WhatsApp Sawi on +263 712 992892 or register and start interacting and receiving notifications from Sawi on WhatsApp. Now, join in and experience a new level of convenience 24 hours a day with Sawi.
For us, my supporters, sometimes when you get onto the stadium to watch a football game and we see a certain ref saying, Nazit Nojio, Pana Refu, so and so, Namtas is at Liu. You as players, are there certain refs that you look at and say, oh, this guy is so unfair? Talk to me about that.
When you play, you don't look at those things, you know, but there are some refs who always bad, you know. As players, when I'm playing, so I didn't check the refs, to be quite honest. Mm.
Is there a team that you never played for that you wish you had played for? Highlanders? Dynamos?
I'm a Highlanders boy. So I almost played for Dynamos. I almost played for Dynamos, though. But the only team that I wish to play for is... I almost went there. It's Juventus.
Wow.
Because it was same colors with the Highlanders, and you know. So, and they almost signed me, and as you know, that deal, I now saw it.
So, one thing, obviously, you, a lot of people admire you. You've played 42 games for Zimbabwe. Your patriotism, your leadership skills, your work rate. Do you miss playing for the nation? And what did playing for the nation mean? I mean, you're talking right now, playing for DRC, having to miss an award ceremony that Jomo Cosmos thought you should be attending.
Yeah, I don't play for your country is always nice, you know. You know that the whole country will be watching, you know. You want to produce, you want to do well for your country, you know. I say that I don't want to go back in playing. So I wish I could have done more for Zimbabwe, like winning the AFCON or, you know, score more for Zimbabwe. But I didn't do it, so now I need to get that knowledge, and I'm glad that I'm a coach now to pass it to somebody else to do it for me. I'll be so happy if I introduce or coach someone who can do better than
what
me.
What you're not able to do.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Then as a football nation, we can grow that way. You know, I hate when they say the only three or four who played in England is Peter, Benjani, Nakamba, and Cropra, you know? You look at Cote d'Ivoire, they don't even say that statement. Mm. You look at Senegalese, they have like 30 or 40 players who have played in England, as we still on, not even more than five.
But Benjani, why should we aspire to play overseas instead of making our clubs bigger, more powerful, big revenue earners? I mean, like the Egyptians, in most instances, a lot of Egyptian players, you know, play at home. Why are we not proud of playing for our
No, there are a lot of things have to be changed,
yes.
You know.
Talk
know,
to me about that.
Yeah,
talk
we
to
need to
that.
Change a lot of things, you know. We are still far, if I can say. You know, sometimes when you are leading or whichever, I don't want to mention PSL or now PSL with a situation in Bulawayo, you know, Dynamos against the Highlanders. If you know what to do, whoever did that, he have to pay for it and the football have to continue.
Yeah, yeah.
Now everyone is paying for for Dynamos and Highlanders, which is not fair for the other teams, you know. Even the stakeholders involved, it's not fair. So we need to get our management, everything, you know. It's difficult. It's a lot of things to do. Can't even say it.
You can't even say it. But how do, because there was a lot of this stuff, even when you're playing for the nation, where management issues come in and affect the way the players play. Did that affect you in any way?
Of course, it does. You know, can you imagine when you're still fighting ukuthawuka patalo? Ukuthi okay, ngadlala abasoze maybe abasoze bembatale until the final hour of the game, let's say we're two, we're still fighting. Okay, just go and we'll pay you this. And, you know, we're still there. So we'll never improve until someone comes and...
What about people saying to you, and we've heard it, I'm sure you've heard this a number of times, person, oh no, but you're playing for the nation. It's much more important to play for the nation than the money that you get. Just go out and play there.
Yeah, some of us, is you know, it's difficult. When we are here locally, you will understand it. Because I've been here locally and playing for the national team. And if I'm coming from playing for Man City, coming for national team, I know that I will spend more when I'm in the national team during that week than what everyone is fighting to get. And then if I don't support a local guy who is playing here, who needs that money, I will be like selfish not to support him. So at the end, we will be in the same packet, you know, I don't know how to put it, trying to help each other, trying to, for them to get it. If you can find some other countries whereby a big star who can say, okay, I would take my money to make them share, you know? Because you say, guys, let's go and play. They'll say, Benji, we are not 20,000 ku Portsmouth.
He's
okay. How do we turn a tamba singana mari? Then it's a lot of things that you need to consider. As much as you want to play free for your country, but nobody wants to play for free. I know, but you can't be fighting for $3,000 or $2,000. Yet you're earning $20,000 a week. Look at Nakamba. He can come here. If you ask him the same question, he will say, maybe I will spend 8,000 to 10,000 when I'm here fighting to win for $1,000 because my relatives will come, friends will come, you know.
And the cost of
and
traveling.
And the cost and a lot of things.
Talk to me now about, I mean, you're retired, you've got a coaching job, but there are sad cases of our footballing heroes who are dying poor. What's your thinking around?
Yeah, and that's why I say when we are young, you need to be educated how to... some of them, they are not even being paid, you know. Let's take a look at a situation here. We don't want, there are few of us that made it and go to Europe. We need to see what's there, what is here. And you go to Wawa or you go to Chicken Inn, if you can tell me somebody that is earning a decent money that he can afford to buy even a house, and then we'll be talking about that. You know,
yeah.
We have a lot of players who played and who were famous, and then, as you say, that we have to find the sponsorship and so that these players can be paid a little bit better. But when the football is being run like this, no sponsorship. Sponsors who want to associate themselves with
football. Yeah. I was I'm looking at your tummy as you're talking, and I'm like, wow, he still has a flat tummy. You know why I'm asking? Because a lot of football players, when they're retired from that tough regime that you're talking about, suddenly Umkava,
I know,
Talk to me as we round up, Benjani, how do you stay fit? How do you relax? How do you relax? I mean, for us, watching football is relaxation. Mm-hmm. Watching Formula One is relaxation. Watching tennis is relaxation. But you're a footballer. How do you relax?
I always watch football. Football,
really?
I eat, sleep, football. That's why I even take this route to become a coach. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Benjani, what advice would you have for our young, there's a lot of young, mm-hmm. I know I have friends whose children are doing trials mm-hmm. in Spain, in the UK and so mm-hmm. forth. What advice would you give, if you could look at the camera, what advice would you give, one, to those parents and to those young people who are now committed to be professional football players? What advice would you give them?
The advice that I can give is they have to be disciplined, stay focused, work hard. And, you know, to the parents, they must make sure they teach these young kids how to handle fame, how to handle money, how to behave in front of people. You know, there is a lot of things that as a father that you need to teach the kids. Mm-hmm. You know, I know my father was like a bit harsh. He was beating me a lot. Then I become naughty. I was running away. So you need to have a very good way of teaching your mm-hmm. kids how to behave, how to be a man, you know. As I said, it's difficult when you go there, you don't know anything, so...
Benjani, it's been awesome talking to you. I mean, like you said, Minalawa, in any way we could talk and talk forever, like we are in old Magwegwe.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming through. I know you have had to drive from Ngezi to come and join us here. We wish you the best. Win the league, take the boys to the continent, and... take some to Europe and help raise the standards of our football.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
Allow me to turn over to our viewers, Benjani, to say thank you for watching In Conversation with Trevor. Remember, we are a weekly show. We are out on YouTube every Monday at 7 a.m. Central African Time. To ensure that you don't miss out on any of these quality conversations, I invite you to click on this button and subscribe. When you subscribe, you'll get an alert every time we have one of these quality conversations like the one I've just had with Benjani here. And we've gone a step further and created a podcast for you. If you scroll below this video, you'll find links to our podcast. Click there for your listening pleasure. Until next time, cheers to you all.